Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shemaya, our previous shir, where we saw the Machlokas Rambam Rush as to whether the second Mincha one is davening is a Tfilas Nedava or Tfilas Rishus. According to the Rush, it's a Nedava because the old Be'etzem, there is one Shem Mincha, and therefore if you daven a second time, it has the status of a Nedava. And according to the Rambam, no. There's two separate Shemas of Mincha, one called Mincha Gedola, one called Mincha Ketana. And Memela, the second tefillah, is not called when you daven Mincha Gedola. It's not called Tefillas Nedava. It's called the Tefillas Rishus, and therefore there's no need to be Mechadesh Ba'davar. So that is Tamsis Shebetamsis, what we learned in the previous Shir B'Siyata D'Shemaya. And now we would like to proceed further and continue seeing Niflos Mitaras Hashem. The tour, and this is again based on the Torah of the Novominsky Rebbe, who L'da'avon Libenu was Nifter L'Beis Olamo this week. The tour in Simon Reish Lamed Gimel writes, V'zmana mishesh shos u'mechza ulemayla ad halayla, the time for minchas from 6.5 hours until night, and the Beis Yosef proves from this that even l'chatchila you can daven Mincha Gedola, the Bach is also medactic this way, and so too would appear from the Tshuvas HaRosh that's brought in the Torah in Siman Reish Lamed Daled. He says that you have to daven Mincha Gedola L'Shem Chova and Mincha Ketana L'Shem Nedava. So what do you see from there? You see this even a L'Chatchila D'Ketfila. Why would you daven Mincha Gedola as a Chova if it's not lechatchila? He says, no, that mincha gedola, the first mincha, the 12:30 mincha, 6.5 hours, is a tefillas chova, memela must even be lechatchila. And so proves the gra from Rashi that even lechatchila you can daven mincha gedola. Zok the gra, v'l Rashi mefarish af lechatchila the ikr zmana mizman mincha ktana v'kach divrei hatur v'shar poskim. That Rashi says even lechatchila. But the Iker Zman is Mizman Mincha Ketan, and so says the Torah and other poskim. What does that mean? From the fact that Rashi says in Daf Chof Vav that if you want to be Makdim, the Tumat Shebein Arbaim, you can't be Makdim it before six and a half hours, it's Mashma that you're allowed to be Makdim. And if that's true, even a Tefillah, just like the just like you can be makdim the carbon, you can also be makdim the tefillah. Just from the fact that the Chazal were mechalek the shemos, and they call this mincha gedola and this mincha ketana, like we see in the Brice and the Gemara, it's muchach that everybody holds that the ikar zman is man mincha ketana. Otherwise, why would the Gemara say what's mincha gedola and what's mincha ketana, since it's all one zman mincha? But rather, it must be a mitzvah min amufchar lispalel at the time that the Talmud is karev b'chol yom. So in other words, Rashi holds l'chatchila you can daven even from mincha gedola. But the ikar zman is mincha ketana. Why is that the ikar zman? Because that's usually when they brought the carbon. You were allowed to be makdim, as we discussed in the previous year, the Talmud shel ben harbaim, to 6.5 hours. But generally it was brought from 9.5. Shechted at 8.5 and brought at 9.5. So Memela, that's the way you should do it. So the so is Lahedji and the Rush, Shas Mincha Ketani, Iker Shas Mincha. In other words, it's not Chatchil you can daven from Mincha Gedola, but the Hiddur in Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor is Mishas Mincha Ketana Dugmas, what Rabbi Yochanan holds in Daf Choftes, that Mitzvah L'Spalim Dimdumei Chama, as the sun is going down. Aval Im hu rotze, yachol lahakdim v'litpalel, if he wants, he can even be makdim and daven from sheisho. So mechza, das Rashi, the Rosh, the Tur, masha'en, kein das Rambam. Only b'di'evid yoyotze b'mincha gedola, based on what we said. It's pashut that it's there l'shitasam, that according to the Rambam, since mincha gedola is a different chefetz of tefillah from mincha ketana, and mincha ketana is preferable, because it's keneged tamid shilt kol yom. So therefore, your yotze mincha only b'diyevet if you daven mincha gedola, because you don't have that special kiyum of tefillah. Now, according to the Rambam, it's a different shame, as we discussed in the previous year. It's a different shame tefillah mincha gedola. So it's only b'diyevet. It's a different category. It's not the same as a mincha ketana. It's only second class. So your yotze b'diyevet. Mashen kein, according to the Rosh and Rashi, that both mincha gedola and mincha ketana are one tefillah be'etzem. And the chilek hashemus is only linyan hazman, but not beguf achevtze shel tefillah. The essence of the tefillah is the same. Therefore, they hold that even lechatchil you can daven from mincha gedola, just mitzvah min amuvchor from mincha ketana, to daven bezman mincha ketana. But the etzem tefillah is the same. So you can daven mincha gedola, mincha ketana, as far as the etzem tefillah is concerned. Just the zman is a better zman to daven from mincha ketana. And with this, we can also understand the machlokes where you daven both tefillahs, as we discussed in the previous year, if you should daven tefillahs hachova, which tefillah should be the tefillahs chova, mincha gedola or mincha ketana. That according to the Rush, since he holds that be'etzim both mincha gedola and mincha ketana are one mincha, therefore he holds that the tefillah hacheres is only in a dava, as we explained, because you already were yotze yirik v'chiyuv. And therefore, you shouldn't be makdim the tefillas nedav le tefillas chova. Like he says, you shouldn't be makdim tefillas tashlum le tefillas hachova bizmano. And if you have in front of you mincha and musaf, you daven mincha koidem mishum shetodir. And certainly, a chovas koidem is le nedava. First, you daven the obligatory tefillah, and even according to the Rush, digger zman mincha is mincha ketana. Nevertheless, you shouldn't be makdim a tefillas nedava to a tefillas chova. And it's pashut that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that it's a mitzvah l'spalim dimdumei cham, it's nice to daven as the sun is setting. You shouldn't be makdim tefilas tashlum and shel shachris l'tefilas hamincha. And if you want to daven tashlum shachris bisman mincha gedola, memela you're muchrich to be makdim tefilas hamincha l'zman mincha gedola, because the obligatory tefillah has to come first. Even though it's nice to daven du mechama, but self, if you're davening two tefillahs, you daven first the obligatory tefillah. So if you're davening mincha gedola and mincha ketana, tefillah schova has to come first. First you do what you're obligated to do, and then you do your volunteer tefillahs. Masha'en kein, according to the Rambam, then mincha ketana bat smusa is inherently a different tefillah from mincha gedola. And there's no mailon hider bizmanat tefillah great. That's not just pshat nizmanat tefillah, but rather the essence of the tefillah is a different tefillah. It's a different guf chefta shel tefillah. It's a different tefillah. Therefore, the Rambam holds that there's no din kadima here le tefillah sachova, because these are two different tefillahs. These are two different categories. These are apples and oranges. Mincha gedol, mincha ketana, apples and oranges. So therefore, in shum baya that you should first daven your tefillahs rishus mincha gedol, and then your tefillahs chova mincha ketana. Because these are two different cheftes of tefillah. They have two different zmanim, and they're two different tefillahs. And when you're davening mincha gedola, the time for mincha ketana hasn't yet come. This separate cheftes of tefillah is not here yet. So you are not obligated to daven both tefillahs ka'achas, that we should talk about din kadima. According to the Rush, it's a din kadima, they're be'etzim the same tefillah. Therefore, we talk about which should come first. So, memela, you have two tefillahs. You have mincha gedola and mincha ketana. So, if you're davening mincha gedola, that's going to be your tefillahs chova. First, you have to do that obligation. According to the Rambam, when you're in the realm of mincha gedola, you don't even see mincha ketana. It's a completely different. It's a completely different birya. So, memela, you can daven mincha gedola now, as a rishus, and don't tell me do the chova before the rishus, because the chova is not in our mind right now. It's a different cheft of tefillah. So you could be makdim the tefillas rishus. When you have mincha and musaf at the same time, so there's a din, which one to be makdim? Because now you have in front of you both tefillas, so be makdim the tadir. But here, it's not a question of which one to be makdim, mincha gedol and mincha ketan. According to the Rambam, it's two completely different tefillas. So memela, there's no shaila of kadima, they're not both in front of you. The mincha ketana is out of sight, out of mind. You can have a mincha gedola now as a rishus. And there's no inyan of being makdim the chova, because the chova isn't here yet. Adarab, according to the Rambam, daven the better tefillah as a chova. Daven mincha ketan as a chova. So now we can understand why the Rambam found it necessary. As we noted in the previous shiur, we said that according to Rashi, why are you davening mincha ketana gedola? Because meikar adin, you're allowed to be makdim the korban tomet shel bein arba'im when already from 6.5 hours. And the Rambam says, no, erev pesach shchol yos be'erev Shabbos. Then you're bringing it at 6.5 hours. Why does the Rambam have to get to erev pesach shchol yos be'erev Shabbos? Why not kipshuto? That's man mitzvahs tamid maschil b'sheishu mechzak divrei Rashi. And that's because the Rambam holds that tefillah, that the Rambam holds that these two minchas are chalukim ba'atzmusam. Chazal were koveh shtei shemos, mincha gedol and mincha ketana, kamavur b'braisa, the way the Rambam learns the braisa. So if we would say that mincha gedola corresponds to the beginning of the zman shechitas tamid shel bein harbayim, there's not a chiluk b'guf ha-tamid. The Rambam needs there to be two separate categories here, two distinct categories, apples and oranges. But if you say that mincha gedola is keneged when be'ikar adin you're allowed to be makriv the mincha shel bein arbayim every day, and the tamid shel bein arbayim every day, and mincha ketana is when in practice you are makriv the tamid shel bein arbayim every day, then there's no chilek b'guf ha-tamid. Because the same tamid you're being makrav at 9.5, meikar adin you could be makrav at 6.5. So why should the tefillas, if it's the same tamid, then why are the tefillas separated into two distinct categories? It's the same tamid. But again, the Rambam says so it is that there's two different shemos, two different cheftivs of tefillah. So how can you tell me if there are two different cheftivs of tefillah that one is connected when you're allowed to be makrav the tamid shel bein arbayim meikar adin, and one is when you're doing it in practice? That's the same carbon. But according to the Rambam, it's two different cheftivs of tefillah. So if they're two different cheftivs of tefillah, the Rambam says, no, this is a different tamid. This isn't your regular 6.5 hours. Isn't your regular tamid shel bein harbayim? It's the tamid of Erev Pesach, Shechol Lios, Be'erev Shabbos. So just like the tmidim are mechulakim b'zmano shel zeh, lo k'zmano shel zeh, so kenegdam they were metakein b'mincha tfilos mechulakim b'zmanim mechulakim. Rashi holds that mincha, it's one shame of tfilos mincha. So Memela Rashi is learning, like we said, that it's one cheft of tefillah. One cheft of tefillah, just like it's one cheft of carbon. Tamid shel bein arbayim when you're allowed to be makriv mikra adin, and tamid shel bein arbayim when you're makriv before. And so to mincha is one cheft of tefillas mincha. And memela, when you da mincha gedola, that you're doing it, it's lechatchila mincha gedola, because it's the same cheft as mincha ketana. Just as man, it's a better zman to do it later, but it's the same tefillah batzim. But according to the Rambam, it's not the same tefillah batzim. Mincha gedola and mincha ketana are two separate tefillas, and therefore, it's keneged different karbanos. One is the regular Tamid shel bein harbayim, which is brought at 9.5 hours. And then the Rambam goes far afield. The Rambam says the second tefillas mincha, mincha gedola, is keneged that unique carbon of Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos, Be'erev Shabbos, when you're makriv at 6.5 hours. Omivu'arim divrei harambam. So, hadvarim hayu niflaim biyoser. And Mirtza Hashem, in the next shir, we would like to continue. I hope Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim to be able to continue being mamik be'inyan tefilas mincha and to learn mitoras harebi mi Novominsk harev Yaakov ben Rav Nachum Mordechai zecher tzadik levracha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.